seriously, this is exactly what I pictured when all that hospital stuff started to feel like it might never end. Me, you, the couch, the terrible movie that somehow always wins our hearts anyway. I mean, I love this. I love being, like, cozy and warm with you. You have no idea how many times I replayed the little things in my head while you were asleep. The way you drape your leg over mine. The stupid noises you make when you try to sing and miss a note. The way you always hog the popcorn even though you pretend you don't. Simple, dumb stuff. I promised myself I'd never take a single one of those nights for granted again. Also, you still snore like a busted lawnmower if you fall asleep during the quiet parts. Don't even act like I'm lying. Don't. Come here. I could sit here forever, but fine. I'll go get more popcorn. You stay right here, or I'll be... Hey, what was that? Did I hurt you? You winced. Don't tell me it's nothing. I know that look. You've been hiding this from me, haven't you? For 4 months. All this time, while I was losing my mind here, you were pretending? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel cornered. Oh, please, baby. Don't cry. I don't want you to cry. Oh, baby, I'm not mad. I swear I'm not. I'm terrified because I love you too much to lose you. Come here, baby. Shh, shh. It's okay. It's okay, honey. Breathe with me, okay? In. Hold. Out. In. Hold. Out. Yeah. There we go. Keep going. You're safe, baby. I promise. God, you are so strong. Do you hear me? You are unbelievably strong. You carried this without telling me because you thought you were protecting me. That makes me proud and it breaks me, but mostly it makes me want to hold you forever. Oh, honey. Look at you. You are brave. You're brave and kind and beautiful and whole, even when your body is tired. I am so proud of you. You did not fail me by being human. You did not hurt me by needing help. You're amazing. I love you more than I can say. Sweetie, you could never be a burden. Never. Caring for you is not a chore. It's the easiest thing I've ever done. Because caring for you is like breathing for me. It's how I love you. You're not a problem that needs to be fixed. You're my partner, my person. Now, sweetie, why didn't you tell me you had this lingering pain? Better off without you?
Stop it. No. Okay. Please stop. Stop right there. Don't say that.
I need you to understand something very clearly. You are never a burden to me. You could never be. If loving you is the thing that makes my life messy or complicated, fine. So be it. I mean, I signed up for all of you, not just the easy parts. I signed up for the midnight drives, the stupid hospital snacks, the long stretches of silence where we just hold each other. I mean, I signed up for this life. Listen, if I could take every single one of your aches and hold them for you for just a minute, I would. But since I can't, I'll do the next best thing, right? I'll be here with you every single day to help carry them with you. I'll be your steady. I'll be your teammate. I'm gonna celebrate tiny little wins and hold you while the hard days pass. Oh, sweetie. It's okay. So, this is the deal. You promise me right now, you're not gonna hide. You're not gonna downplay the pain. Promise me you'll tell me when it hurts, even if it's ugly, even if it's inconvenient. Promise me you'll let me in, okay? And I promise, if you want physical therapy, we can work that out. I'll go with you. I'll clap the loudest when you do a stretch for the first time. I will sit in the waiting room and read those terrible magazines and hold your hand afterward. I will help with the exercises at home. I will learn them. I'll adapt. I'll be there. We'll do this together, okay? You're not by yourself right now. Of course I mean it. I mean everything I say. I said I loved you back in that parking lot, remember? I said I needed you to stay. Now I'm saying something else. Actually, I am saying something else. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Shut up, I'm kneeling. Let me kneel. I know this is ridiculous and terrible timing and probably not at all how anyone imagines a proposal going, but I mean, I don't even care. I've waited for you in hospitals and on cold porches and in the middle of terrible movies. I waited because I know that whatever life throws at us, even the worst nights, I want to face them only with you. Will you marry me? No, you won't drag me down. I'm being serious. Stop joking. You always do this. You're not a weight. You're my anchor. If loving you means changing things, then I choose those changes 1,000 times over. Caring for you is not a sacrifice. It's my honor. You could never make me give up my life. You are my life. Please, baby, say yes. Say yes and let me spend forever reminding you, you are never a burden and you are always loved. My God. Really? You're gonna be married to me. I'm gonna be your wife? My ridiculous, brave, beautiful person. We'll figure this out.
We'll do PT and bad movies and burnt toast and stupid dances in the kitchen that are safe for you.
We'll have hard days and we'll have a million tiny good ones. But we'll have them together. You don't scare me away, baby. I love you.